Reverend Jeremy Hall led church services every month until things went up in smoke. Local legislation brought confusion and concern to his parishioners. If he continued services, people could end up in legal trouble. That's because Hall leads the first cannabis church of logic and reason in Lansing. It's a church that views the drug in a spiritual way. It's similar to others in the nation. There's the International Church of Cannabis in Colorado, and also the First Church of Cannabis in Indiana. However, city officials in Lansing, Michigan haven't been as welcoming to having the first cannabis church, according to Hall.
It has really become a almost like a battlefield, so to speak, where we're like, hey, we want this. We voted for this. And then the people behind the scenes say, oh yeah, well, we're going to change this and we're going to change this and we're going to do this.
A newly enacted ordinance includes zoning regulations that restrict dispensaries. Only 25 of them will be allowed to operate in city limits, meaning an estimated 50 others will have to close. Among the new regulations is a restriction of operating within 500 feet of a church. This, of course, is problematic for Hall and his church as they hand out what he describes as religious material.
We would give out a pre-rolled cannabis cigarette or joint or whatever you want to call it nowadays.
The church accepts surplus donations of marijuana so they can provide it to parishioners who can't afford it. This adds to the legal gray area under the eyes of the local government and the driving factor to Hall suspending services. As dispensaries prepare to file their applications by December 15 for a chance to stay open, Hall has been reevaluating the church's status alongside Jason Durham. Durham started attending the church about a month after it opened in July 2016. He's considered part of the founding team and assisted in video work with his background as an indie filmmaker. Privacy and safety for other parishioners is a top concern for him.
I would always ask and make sure that everybody approved of it, was okay, and let them know where the camera was going to be so that they wouldn't be in it. And aside from that, everything was always going great.
But even more important to Durham is the absence of community, a gap left by the church suspending services.
We're not preaching about God. We're not preaching about politics. You know, we're preaching about, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We were really starting to get a lot of people wanting to be involved and come, and the messages were great.
But it's likely not the last we'll hear from the church. Durham hopes to resume services, at least as online videos, in January. Additionally, he and Hall both said they will continue with their Cannabis Saves Christmas campaign. It's where they donate at least $2,000 worth of holiday goods to families in need this December. It's an extension of their Pay It Forward campaign, where churchgoers perform a random act of kindness, like buying a coffee for a stranger, and then hand them a card with the church's mission on it. It's a way of fighting the stigma, Hall said.
Because it does two things. It multiplies the good deeds that you do, but it also lets people know that cannabis users are good people. Hey, this guy just bought my coffee. Oh man, and he uses cannabis. That's awesome. So now you start changing public perception of who we are as cannabis users.
And a way of lighting up smiles on another face. For the Spartan Newsroom, I'm Daniel Reisel.